My guest has arrived. You just heard a little bit of her lovely voice. Marilyn Lightstone is
Hello,
here.
Alexa.
Marilyn, it's a delight to have you on The Oasis.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, listen, you've come up with a new thing. You've come up with a new variety show for Vision TV. It's called Your All-Time Classics Hit Parade.
Yes.
And there will be a sort of a sneak preview Christmas special premiere happening this Friday.
Well, we've been on the air, you know, kind of for one season, but we're about to start season two on January the 4th, Friday, okay. January the 4th at 8:30 p.m. But I wanted to do a Christmas show. I wanted to do an extra show because, well, what the heck? I love the music, and it's only a few weeks of the year that we get to hear it.
Yeah.
So make use of the wonderful singers and musicians that we have.
Tell me about, you've got a fantastic cast.
Yes, we do. They're all wonderful, well, the All Sisters are really singers. They're not actors, singers, but the rest of them are all actor-singers. They're performers. And the chemistry between everyone is just amazing. Didn't do any auditioning. I just kind of thought, who do I
These
remember
are all
that
your friends,
me?
Right?
All my pals, you know, from way back when. And it just worked. As it turns out, though, as it happens, they all worked with each other previously. I didn't know that before, but somehow...
You've got David Warwick.
David Warwick was our musical director. Moshe Hammers, our wonderful violinist. Dave Young, who was sort of the preeminent, you know, double bass player or whatever. Kevin Cody's on percussion.
Wow.
And now we've got Bill Bridges on guitar. Terrific musicians.
Wow.
And Judy Marshak, the Alt Sisters, Simon Spiro, who's a cantor and is his day job, who loves to rock and roll, and Tom Allison. And just an amazing, amazing group. All very giving, professional, fun people to work with, and it comes through on the air.
So what even made you think of creating this show? I mean, it's not like you don't have enough to do.
I miss the music. I miss the music. One night, I used to do this thing on Facebook where I used to do the last post of the day, and it was always something that I thought it had to be relevant to my generation.
Yeah.
And it could be a documentary, it could be something dramatic, it could be a bit of a sitcom, it could be rock and roll, it could be symphony, anything. And one night I sat there in my living room sofa and I said, well, what should I do tonight? And I thought, Patti Page, The Tennessee Waltz. And I went to YouTube and I got Patti Page, and there she was, 19 years old, in this her pink strapless gown, every note Bill-like and perfect, and singing this song that I loved so. Anyway, long story short, I then saw another clip of her 60 years later in a supper club singing the same song.
Wow.
And I thought, I miss those songs. Do I never hear them anymore? I want to hear those songs again. And they're my songs. And, you know, they are played on the radio, but never in context. There'll be a song from 1962 and one from, 2005, and then maybe one from 1980. So I thought there's something about the whole period, up until about the 1960s, there was a time when melody and lyrics were very important.
Yeah.
I don't think melody and lyrics appear in today's music, and I miss it. And I think it gives something to people, that satisfies their heart in a way that music without lyrics and melody is not. So I just felt it's a need. It's a need. And it's proven to be exactly the case. People say, everyone I've talked to or people approach me in the street or on the subway, they say, the music, it makes me so happy.
Oh.
And that's not a word that I hear very much
that's
anymore.
It's beautiful.
It makes me so happy. It's such happy music.
Hey, how do you get to be in the studio audience? Because it's recorded with a live audience.
Well, just go online and you will find there's a place where you can kind of sign up for tickets.
On the Vision TV website?
On the Vision TV website.
Okay.
And it's such fun having a live audience. We do a big sing-along. Our final song is always a sing-along. And I thought it would be what I saw in Patti Page's video when I saw that clip where the camera panned to the audience and they're all sitting at their tables, all these men and women in white hair, and they were all singing along silently, of course. We wouldn't dare interrupt the singer. We're too polite for that in our generation.
They were miming.
But I thought that's what we do, too. The camera would pan. But no, I think it was Tom Allison who sort of went and got someone to come up and dance. And now the audience comes up and we sing and dance together.
Oh,
kind of on the studio floor. And it's great fun. The audience enjoys it, and we do too.
So on Vision TV, you can catch the all-time classic hit parade Christmas special this Friday, December 14th at 8:30 p.m.
Yes.
And we're going to play one of the pieces that will appear in that special. Do you want to set up Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
It's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, isn't it? Which was written for Meet Me in St. Louis, a movie from 1945 with Judy Garland and Margaret O'Brien. And it actually started off as a very sad song, but the fact that the family next year would be missing all their friends and family and would not be able to enjoy the usual Christmas festivities because they were moving to New York. And Judy Garland said, I can't sing this song to my little sister, Margaret O'Brien. The audience will think I'm a monster, so please change some of the lyrics. So they did. And then along came Frank Sinatra sometime later, who said, I'm doing an album called A Jolly Christmas. Could you please make it a little jollier? So now we have the wonderful version that we have now where we hang a shining star upon, you know, the highest bough. But that wasn't in the first version. It was, we'll all muddle through somehow, was the original lyric.
Marilyn Lightstone, thank you so much.